Unit 2. I used to be afraid of the dark. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. Bob is seeing some friends for the first time in 4 years. What did his friends used to look like?
Conversation 1.
Mario, is that you?
Yeah, it is. It's Bob. Hey guys, it's Bob. I haven't seen you for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm here with my parents. We're visiting for a couple of days. Wow, Mario, you look different. You used to be short, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Now I'm tall. And so are you.
That's true. And you used to wear glasses.
You have a great memory. Now I wear contact lenses.
Conversation 2.
Hey, Andy. It's great to see you.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Fine. Wow, you've changed.
Really? How?
Well, you used to have short hair.
You remember that? Yes, I did.
And you used to be really tall.
Not anymore. You're taller than me now, Bob.
Conversation 3.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Tina. You've changed, too.
Oh, yeah?
You have blonde hair.
Yeah, it used to be red, didn't it?
And it's straight.
It used to be curly.
Activity 2A. Listen and check the words you hear.
Hey, Steve! Over here! Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow! You're Paula, aren't you?
That's right!
You used to be really quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't very outgoing.
Well, you weren't. But you were always friendly. Wait a minute. Did you used to play the piano?
Yes, I did! But now I'm more interested in sports. I play soccer, and I'm on the swim team.
Wow, people sure change.
Activity 2B. Listen again and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
Hey, Steve! Over here! Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow! You're Paula, aren't you?
That's right!
You used to be really quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't very outgoing.
Well, you weren't. But you were always friendly. Wait a minute. Did you used to play the piano?
Yes, I did! But now I'm more interested in sports. I play soccer, and I'm on the swim team.
Wow, people sure change.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen and check the sentences you hear.
My 6-year-old brother started school this week.
He's really lucky. Life was great when I was 6.
Really? Why?
Schoolwork was really easy.
Not for me. I didn't used to like tests. Now I don't worry about tests.
And we used to play every day after school. Now we just study all the time.
Yeah, but we used to walk to school. Now we have to take the bus.
I remember one bad thing. I used to hate gym. Now I love gym class.
Me too.
Activity 2B. Listen again. What do the girl and the boy say about the things in the past and now? Fill in the chart.
My 6-year-old brother started school this week.
He's really lucky. Life was great when I was 6.
Really? Why?
Schoolwork was really easy.
Not for me. I didn't used to like tests. Now I don't worry about tests.
And we used to play every day after school. Now we just study all the time.
Yeah, but we used to walk to school. Now we have to take the bus.
I remember one bad thing. I used to hate gym. Now I love gym class.
Me too.
3A. Read the story about Rose Tongue's problems and then complete the chart.
My biggest problem. My biggest problem is that I'm too busy. When I was young, I used to have so much time. But these days I get up early and stay in school all day. Then I go right home and eat dinner. Before I started high school, I used to spend a lot of time playing games with my friends. But I just don't have the time anymore. In the evening, I used to watch TV or chat with my grandmother. But now I have to study. I love music, and my father used to take me to concerts. These days, I hardly ever have time for concerts. I do my homework and go to bed. I really miss the old days.
Reading. He used to cause a lot of trouble. Martin Murray is a 15-year-old boy. He used to be a problem child, but a recent conversation with his mother changed his life. He didn't used to give his mother many problems. However, after his father's death a few years ago, Martin's life became much more difficult. His mother couldn't afford to pay for her child's education. To do this, she had to work, and so was not often at home. His mother looked after him as well as she could. Unfortunately, Martin still caused problems for himself and his family. He was not interested in studying, and he often got into trouble with the police. Luckily, his mother was very patient and didn't give up trying to help him. In the end, she made a difficult decision to send him to a boys' boarding school. Martin hated it and used to cause a lot of trouble. One day, he told his teacher he wanted to leave the school. Even the teacher agreed that Martin was wasting his time. The head teacher said it was necessary to talk with his mother. Martin called his mother, but to his surprise, this phone call changed his life. "It was exactly what I needed," he said. "My mother helped me to understand how much she had given me. She also told me that even though my father was no longer with us, he was watching me and would always take pride in everything good I do. That's when I decided to change. I realized that since my father died, I have been afraid of being alone and have tried to make my mother pay more attention to me. Now Martin has really changed. He has been working hard and is now a top student in his class. How was he able to change? His mother's love helped him to feel good about himself."
And as Martin himself says, it's very important for parents to be there for their children.